The ancient city of Homs in Syria is known as the cradle of the revolution, the place where the revolt against President Bashar al-Assad got started back in 2011. It's been an opposition stronghold since then. Now Assad's government has launched an all-out assault on rebel positions in Homs, even as government supporters in the city are campaigning ahead of an election that's strangely scheduled for June. Most of the rebels left in Homs are with the Al-Nusra Front, an Al-Qaeda affiliate. Wall Street Journal correspondent Sam Dagher is in Homs, where he witnessed some of the fighting today.
I was in a part of Homs called Bab el-Sabah. It's a neighborhood that revolves around one of the gates of the old city. It's called the Lion's Gate in Arabic. And I was doing an interview in the morning, and all of a sudden, a fierce gun battle commenced, and then rockets started flying in both directions. And this was only like less than a mile away from where I was, and obviously I had to hunker down for a few hours. And one of the rockets fired by the rebels crashed nearby. So it seemed really intense. And then obviously there are civilians in this area, a lot of people who've been displaced from other parts of the city. And then once I was back at the hotel, I could still hear the airstrikes on rebel positions around that area where I was.
And out of that one kind of slice of violence in Homs, were you able to tell who had the upper hand at the end?
It seemed like they're really locked in a fierce battle now. The government is trying to flush them out. I mean, that's what they told me that they wanted to do, to get them out of the old quarter. So they said it's so difficult for them to go in because it's a warren of alleyways and it's old buildings and really kind of, if you imagine an ancient sort of Middle Eastern city in its historic center, so it's that kind of a place. It's hard for tanks to go in. It's hard for ground troops to go in. And that's what they told me. So they at this point, they're saying we'd like to flush them out. But again, the rebels are coming in, mounting these counteroffensive and going back in. So security officials keep telling us, this will be over by the end of this week. But it seems like they're really facing some stiff resistance because the Islamist-led rebels inside the old quarter were able to mount this counteroffensive. And that was pretty big deal. And that was actually this morning close to that area that was attacked on Saturday where the checkpoint was attacked. And, it was a full-on battle. I could hear, the heavy machine guns, rockets being fired on both sides, mortars. So it's a pretty full-on battle that was still going on today.
Have you seen any evidence, Sam, that rebels are in fact surrendering?
That's a good question, because we've had up to now almost 600 fighters and let's call them military age men, about 600, according to figures that were given to me by a lieutenant in the Syrian army yesterday. And this is also confirmed by what residents and even the opposition activists themselves are saying, that people have been surrendering. But it seems like there are a couple of hardcore groups in there, particularly like the Nusra Front and some of the more sort of Islamist factions that are determined to make a last stand.
Can you imagine an election happening in about 6 weeks in Homs, really anywhere in Syria?
To the outside world, it sounds unimaginable, but the government does control most of Homs, with the exception of these two areas. And, I'm seeing preparations here in this city. I was walking around today, and I saw people in a predominantly Sunni neighborhood. Now, as you know, most of the fighters are Sunnis, and there were people putting up election banners. I saw one that read, hand in hand, we're going to rebuild Syria with you, Bashar al-Assad. And they were putting it up. It was a big banner. So it seems like preparations are underway. In Damascus, they control the whole city pretty much, with the exception of the suburbs that are around the city. Aleppo, I was recently in Aleppo. They control like the west side of the city, so they can hold elections there. They're saying we're going to hold elections wherever we have control.
Sam Dagher, a correspondent with the Wall Street Journal, speaking with us from Homs, Syria. Sam, thank you for your time.
Sure, my pleasure.